Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. A Western Indiana fire chief faces a drunken driving charge after a fatal crash in the town of Mecca. Authorities say Mecca Fire Chief Michael Collum lost control of his car early this morning and crashed it into a home, killing a man and critically injuring his wife. Many Hoosiers will head to one of the state's 25 state parks to celebrate the 4th of July holiday this weekend. Ginger Murphy with the Division of State Parks and Reservoirs with the Indiana DNR says attendance is always dependent on the weather.
All of our facilities are back open except for beaches at a few properties. Monroe, Salamony, Lieber still have beaches underwater, a couple of others as well.
Campers in Indiana are also asked to leave firewood at home as the state continues to battle the spread of the emerald ash borer. Tough safety standards for cribs take effect today. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
A new generation of cribs designed to be safer will be the only ones approved for sale in stores, online, and even at neighborhood yard sales. Ushering in one of the most significant changes in child safety in decades, the rule taking effect bans the manufacture, sale, and resale of drop-side cribs. Drop-sides have a side rail that can be raised and lowered to allow parents to more easily place or lift a baby, but they've been blamed in the deaths of several dozen children. Ross Simpson, Washington.
Friends of an Indiana basketball standout fighting for his life after a plane crash say they expect him to recover and overcome the loss of a parent and step-parent just as he did 8 years ago. Austin Hatch and his father survived a 2003 crash that killed the teen's mother and two siblings. Right now, 80 degrees for WFYI News.